Hi, this is Paul Diello, and you're listening to the
Pete Jones
Show.
Well, now, you see, you can enjoy listening to the Pete Jones Show avec guests. That is your actual French, and I'm going to bring this mic up. And we've got Lewis in the house. Lewis, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. And you've been so kind and so giving that you've brought Cannonball Statman along with you. Cannon, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Or is it Mr. Ball? Or is it Cannonball Mr. Statman?
It's all of those.
Wow.
And more.
Well, I love you so much for it. I mean, seriously. How on earth did you get dragged in here by the man they call Lewis?
That's a very good question. I know you don't like when I say that you have good questions.
Well,
and I don't like when I say that either.
You're the first person to say it. I mean, it's joy.
But they are brilliant questions.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
So me and Lewis were meeting up for coffee because it turned out that we were both here at the same time, which is not something that happens almost ever.
Right.
Me and Lewis and my buddy Jason Trachtenberg, who I'm on tour with right now, are doing a gig together in Madrid on this Friday.
Yeah.
And by coincidence, me and Jason are playing at the Pipeline in Brighton tonight.
Right.
And Lewis is here in Brighton picking up a ukulele from Intoxicated Pigeon.
Oh, who just messaged. Like it.
And,
yeah.
Well, actually, also Jason Trachtenberg, who I'm touring with, is married to a woman named Mother Pigeon, who
it's
is a pigeon
so much sense,
advocate
so much.
Who has made over 100 sculptures of pigeons and has made books about pigeons.
Okay.
And our local act for the Belgian and French dates is also a pigeon rescuer.
Well, we also used to play...
So it's all about pigeons right now.
We used to play tracks from Amongst the Pigeons as well, which is another
band.
Oh,
yes. Nice and legend.
Yeah. And no surprise there, because everything is about pigeons right now.
Of course it is.
Pigeons and the human-pigeon connection is so important. So basically, we're here because of pigeons.
Right.
And
okay.
So me and Lewis were getting coffee earlier.
Yeah.
And Lewis was like, you know, I've got to go soon to do this radio show.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've got to go soon to do sound check at the Pipeline for my gig tonight with Pog and Jason Trachtenberg and Emily Flea that our buddy Fidge put together.
Fidge.
And then Lewis was like, but do you want to come and be on the radio with me?
Yeah.
And I was like, sure, why not? And but, you know, you should ask the host in case the host, you know, because I do murder radio hosts. That's my side hustle. So
okay.
I wanted to make sure that was okay.
Right.
And then Lewis clarified that is okay with you.
Sure.
And
yeah.
being sacrificed
he did not,
to...
but he knew.
Being sacrificed to the various demons that I work with.
Right.
And so he said, you're very comfortable with that,
yeah,
in fact.
Comfortable. Of course.
So I'm really glad that we're doing this this evening.
Hey, no.
And thank you so much for having me on the show, by the way.
No.
And thank you to Lewis for bringing me. I'm very happy about this.
You sound happy.
Do I? I hope I do.
I'm
from
reading
New
between
York.
The lines.
I'm from New York. We don't talk like we're happy even when we are.
You're from New York. You haven't got time to sound happy. You're
but
busy
I am incredibly happy right now, and I'm really glad to be here.
Good. Right. Well, you see, that I can't remember if there was a question at the beginning of all that, but that was the answer, and it was beautiful. Thank you so, so much. What I was wondering, because it sounds like you got to go already. I mean, if you've got a Pipeline gig...
I just sound like that all the time.
No,
I don't actually have to go right now.
No, but what I was wondering, do you actually... Because, you know, Lewis has come along, he's going to play some live tracks, but would you like to play a live track? Because if you want to get people to go to the Pipeline tonight... which you do, which is probably from 8 o'clock or something, why don't you give us a flavour of Cannonball Statman?
I will do that.
Do you want to do it now?
I will give the flavour of Cannonball Statman that is the flavour of the year, which is...
God. By the way, before, are you on Facebook?
I am.
So is it at Cannonball Statman?
Yeah, if you look on Facebook, Cannonball Statman, or on Instagram,
okay.
I'm there.
So what is your Instagram?
At Cannonball Statman.
I should have known. That is one T, well, it's two T's, but not together. Statman, if you are looking for Cannonball Statman. Cannonball's just, sorry, Mr. Statman, has just handed me a sticker for the single. Are you going to play Hard to Break? Because that's what it says here.
I believe I'm going to do that.
And you've got great, great hair in the sticker, but you've now got hair.
Yeah,
I mean, genuine hair.
It grew back, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, a serious, great barnet is what we would say in the East End. We're not in the East End, so we won't. But there you go. So you got hair to dye and envy for. There's a sentence there. Anyway, what do you want to play Hard to Break? If so, Cannonball Statman, take it away.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
from far Rockaway. Always felt like a million miles. Followed the silhouette of the train tracks under the moon. Oh, honey, I remember. He came up from the East River. Golden clouds in his hair. He dissolved on Delancey. Now his whereabouts are unknown. He said, I'm easy to love, but I'm hard to break. I am easy to love, but I'm hard to break. If you ever break me, I'll be broken a while. Oh, and when I return, I will tear you apart. I will tear you apart. I will tear you apart. Whoa, oh, yeah. The year is 1996. Maria's reading the newspaper. Sips a coffee fresh out of the pot. And her world is on fire. I am out of my body. You are on a motorbike. We're in hiding on that stairway again. Two boys from Brooklyn, lost in something way over our heads. You said, I'm easy to love, but I'm hard to break. I am easy to love, but I'm hard to break. If you ever break me, I'll be broken a while. Oh, and when I return, I will tear you apart. I will tear you apart. I will tear you apart. Whoa, oh, yeah. Whoa, oh, yeah.
Ridiculous. Have you finished?
Yes.
That was amazing. Wow. Folks, that was Cannonball Statman with Hard to Break. And, well, I mean, he tried, but none of the strings did, I don't think. Is that a fact? Is that the strings are still intact there, everybody? Nothing nothing broke. Thank you so much, Cannonball Statman. Jess, to your mates, of course. Listen, will you have the gig of your life tonight at the Pipeline?
Thanks so much.
Is this your last UK gig on the tour, on your little tour?
Tomorrow in Rochester.
Bring it on, Rochester. Just before you go, just to let folks know, Cannonball Statman has just done UK, is about to do this tour. UK, France, Sweden, Belgium, Spain, Catalonia, Netherlands and Portugal, which is phenomenal. How many nights in the UK, let alone all the rest?
Well, the UK is the only part of the tour that we've done a lot of so far. We've done 14 dates in the UK so far. Tonight's the 15th.
Fantastic. You're the best. Listen, will you take care? Look after Pog for us, because I gather you're on the same stage. And get this, a sort of a loose link here. On Friday night, bearing in mind it's Monday, you'll be playing in Madrid with Lewis McHale, who's sitting right next to you.
Indeed. What are you two excited about that.
Why don't you try and get on a Madrid radio station that night, and that way you got the double. Come on, people, think ahead. Where's the PA?
I need to improve my Spanish.
Where's the PR? thank you. Thank you so much. So, Lewis, grab a mic. It is phenomenal. Thanks so much for coming by, Cannonball, by the way. Cannonball Statman, everybody. Thank you. That was just fantastic.
Thanks for having me, Pete.
Anna's just a message saying, sounding amazing. Amazing, a pleasure, by the way. We'll have you anytime, please. Lewis, thanks for giving up half your session.
It's all good.
But what
it's
a wonderful, beautiful, gorgeous human being. Wow. Well found. Well found, my friend. I mean, I'm talking about you, of course, but Cannonball Statman. Absolutely brilliant. Folks, there is a Instagram page for Cannonball Statman. Plus, that was new single, Hard to Break. Just check him out. He's on Facebook, too. He's everywhere. And he's gigging tonight at the old Pipeline. That's a dream. Take care, my friend. It's lovely to see you. Pleasure to meet you, too. And have a fantastic rest of tour. Love to New York when you get back. Adios. Lewis, tell me, my friend, what is going on in your world?
Oh, all sorts, really, Pete. I mean,
including collecting New Yorkers.
Of course. You know, that's like a new hobby of mine.
No, I love it. So tell me, when are you gigging in town? You're gigging Thursday night. Thursday night in Brighton.
At the Southern Bell, and it'll be a night hosted by the one and only Miguel Cosmi. And it's kind of like I'm a featured artist, but it's an open mic night, so you never know who's going to turn up and play.
You do not know.
Full of surprises.
No, well, now you've put it on air. it's at the Southern Bell, which is on Waterloo Street,
that's
of course.
The one.
What, from about 7:30?
From about 7:30 onwards, okay. It's free entry.
This is Thursday, the 23rd of November. So if you're listening to the repeat on Friday, you missed it. It was last night. Where were you? But in the meantime, you know we've got Lewis. Who else? Did you know anyone else that's pitching up?
Not that I know of yet.
Not yet.
The people that I do know, maybe I'll leave that one as a mystery in case.
Keep it floating.
Don't want to give away the spoilers.
Do you want to crack on and play a livey? Because you've been so chivalrous.
Oh, it's all good. I'm just going to make sure.
So giving. I want you to get a couple of tracks out of this.
No problem
folks,
at all.
Folks, we have the wonderful man they call Lewis McHale. He's in the house. You just can't. Get a good man down. Thursday, 23rd of November, playing at the Southern Bell. And then if you're in Madrid on Friday night, of course, go to La Tortuga.
La Tortuga.
I think I said that. In the meantime, Lewis.
It sounds so much better in Spanish than it does in English, because in English it's just the tortoise.
The tortoise. that's a bit flat, isn't it? What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play an oldie because I forgot my harmonicas.
What?
I left them in my suitcase.
A Lewis McHale without a harmonica is Usain Bolt without a leg.
Or a Superman without a cape.
There's a thought. Going to hold that thought, but for not very long. Take it away, my friend.
All right, this is Prove You Wrong.
Nobody wants to hear my songs, and nobody wants to sing along. I strum the chords that I'm ignored. You won't hear anymore. You never helped me write this song, so I guess I will be moving on. So when I'm old, I will be told there much more to life than trying to fit in. I may not have a band, but I will still write you a song. I know you're not convinced, but I will try to prove you wrong. And I know that it's all been done before. You never helped me write this song, so I guess I will be moving on. So when I'm old, I will be told there was much to hold. Every time I write these words, I don't know what I mean. There is so much more to life than trying to fit in. I may not have a band, but I will still write you a song. I know you're not convinced, but I will try to prove you wrong. And I know that it's all been done before. I may not have a band, but I will still write you a song. I know you're not convinced, but I will try to prove you wrong. And I know that it's all been done before.
God, he's exhausted. It's absolutely shattered. Well, that's just one track down. I know, the guy's a genius. Lewis McHale in the house, playing very, very live indeed. Tell us what the song was called, my friend.
That's his Prove You Wrong, and that song is over 10 years old now.
You see, there you go. Prove you wrong. Well, you prove yourself wrong because it's still a cracker. That's the thing.
Oh, thank you,
know,
you so much.
10 years on and still smashing it.
For those who are listening, yes. I'm doing inverted commas right now.
He
because
is.
That is my... hit.
That's his hit. For those who aren't listening, what would you say to them? What would you say to them?
What would I say to them?
To the people who aren't listening, because that was for the people who are listening. But who? What about the people who aren't?
Oh, no,
listening?
Sorry, I meant the people who can't see me who are listening. I'm
right.
Doing inverted commas to say that was
he
my
was.
Hit.
He, but was, yeah. he was doing little squiggles. So those of you who aren't listening, listen. For goodness sake, it's not that difficult. It's all you got to do. Lewis McHale's in the house, of course. If you want to go and see Lewis playing very live, go to Southern Bell, Waterloo Street, on Thursday the 23rd of November. And if you go to see him and love him just so much, you can get a flight to Madrid and see him on Friday at The Tortoise, see you? Or La Tortugar, if you're Spanish. Of course you are. Lewis, tell me, what is going on musically? Have you been writing new stuff? Have you been producing new stuff? Have you come over with new stuff? What?
I've just finished a 3-track Christmas EP.
Oh, you love Christmas.
I do.
No one loves
not
Christmas
ashamed to admit
more
it.
Than Lewis McHale. Every year you give me 10 new Christmassy
oh,
tracks,
yeah.
And they're beautiful. So is that what you're plugging? Christmas songs already?
I won't play one today, but
no,
I will...
No, you won't.
I will hint that there's a Christmas EP that's going to be out.
Love
on the,
you.
Hopefully the 1st of December.
You know you've got to get... Wow, that's... Okay. You get it over to us and...
You'll be the first
now,
one to get it.
You know the rules. you do know the rules that we do Christmas, but only on one day. So the Pete Jones Show does a Christmas show, 2 hours of stuff, of which you tend to feature rather heavily. So I think we did, I think we crowbarred in two last year, and they're always new. So, you know, get over whatever you want. It sounds like they've got a new Christmas EP. We will always plug. Anna in Hove just mentioned, says she loves Christmas.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't love Christmas? Grinches, honestly. What are you lying? Get out of town. We're vastly running out of time because you gave half the slot to Cannonball Statman.
It's all good. I'm happy to.
Who sang his song and left. But he's a lovely man.
Happy to share my time slot.
Pipeline with Pog, 8 p.m. tonight. Okay. What have you got lined up for us?
I'm trying to think.
Don't do too much of that.
I can't think too much.
Well, don't. I've told you not to.
I should play, like, I just played an oldie, so yes. I should play a newbie.
You should be, as long as it's not Crimbo.
No Crimbo yet. No, just, not yet. Checking. Not yet. I'm going to
hold back.
Wait, because I know I'm pretty enthusiastic about Christmas, but...
yeah. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do a song off the new album, but I think... Hopefully, because it's so cold, my guitar doesn't stay in tune.
Like that, they won't know. Are you kidding? They're half drunk. We've just had texts from all of them. They're all drinking away. It doesn't matter. You dig out whatever you want to play on that beautiful guitar.
Righto, I'll do my best.
And let us know somewhere at some point what it is.
This song is called Second Best. It's on self-help tape. Your attention through all this resentment, loving what I do less and less. To gain recognition is such competition. Who am I trying to impress? Losing hope in things I love. I'm a failure in your eyes. I know I won't win the race, so I will settle for second place. You set the bar low and the towel is then thrown. Things don't seem to be going my way. See through my potential, see through all credentials. The hard work may pay off someday. Running from these rain clouds, holding on. My eyes are set on the prize, but I'm a failure. Christmas. No, I'm joking.
Get out of town. Well, we've had a Christmas text in, actually. Oh. Do you want to know what's going on? This is from Andy listening in Canterbury. He says, Pete, given Paul McCartney's Brighton connection, funny you should mention that. We were talking about him off air.
We were.
Will the Pete Jones Show's Christmas edition feature that you mentioned, will it feature pipes of peace. Yes, go on. Or indeed, simply having a wonderful Crimble time, asking for a friend. No! Get them back. No, it won't. No. Macca does not qualify for being a local artist, even though he has a house here. And he's hardly unsigned, is he? I don't think he needs the Pete Jones shows.
I've heard he's up and coming.
He is very up and going. Well, he's got a new single out. Yeah.
I know. Those Beatles,
they're not
guys
doing
are,
so bad. Not doing so bad. Doing proudly. Thank you for your message. Folks, you can always message in. We've got half an hour left of the show. 07909-547-336. Or go to the Pete Jones Show Facebook page and you can message just there. Lewis, we've run out of time, my friend. That was fantastic. Two awesome tracks, Lewis McHale. Please go on Thursday night, 23rd of November, to the Southern Bell, and you'll just get blasted away by this just gem of a man. Waterloo Street, 7:30 on Woods. And if you're in Madrid on Friday, why wouldn't you be? Check out a place called the Tortoise or the La Tortuga, and you will see him again. And not only that, you'll get Cannonball Statman in on the same gig.
Oh, yeah.
That's so weird. That's such a weird coincidence.
What a small world
I
it is.
I love it. Andy in Canterbury says, enjoying Lewis, by the way. Well, that's good. That's what we
Thank
all...
Thank you so much.
We all enjoy a little bit of Lewis. Not just a little bit of Lewis, a lot of Lewis. Lewis, we are out of time. You are the best. Thank you
no,
for
you
coming
are the
in.
Best.
No,
Thank
let's
you,
stop
Pete.
That now. Stop it. Stop. Get back! You will not be told. Do send us any new material, even if it's not Christmassy, and we will play it. You know we will. And we'll plug you to the moon and back. Take care, my gorgeous friend.
You too. Thank you.
If you're with your friends, or if you're on your own, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. If you are at work, in the car, or stuck at home, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. Oh Pete Jones, oh Pete Jones, he's the man, don't you know? So listen, listen to the Pete Jones Show.